Maybe you're just a bigger size person, and maybe you should accept that. I heard this many, many times, but it was never true, and here's why. So, a little bit of a backstory. Before I lost 55 pounds, I used to struggle with very, very out of control and crazy cheat days. And I was always trying to lose weight. And once I managed to lose weight, I could never keep it off. It was always short term. I was always overweight, and I lost a little bit of weight, and then I regained it, and sometimes even double. And it really impacted my mental health. I wasn't really happy at that time. I often cried and I avoided getting pictures taken. I never wanted to be in pictures with friends or when I was traveling. I always avoided it. And I also avoided mirrors. So it was a pretty hard time back then, and I tried really, really hard. And people told me I should simply accept being a bigger sized person. And others said I am not made for weight loss due to my overeating problem, but that wasn't true. So, having a crazy overeating problem and a bad relationship with food, that doesn't mean you can't ever lose weight. Because the actual cause of having those crazy, crazy high calorie cheat days and sometimes even cheat weeks is that you initially started to diet the wrong way. So, just like in my case, I had a desire to lose a little bit of weight. I did it way too drastically. And then I started to have those massive overeating episodes. But why would that mean that just because I had that, or I have that, or you have that you can't ever lose weight for the rest of your life? So, that just doesn't make sense. Why would you have to accept being overweight for the rest of your life simply because you dieted the wrong way the first time? It doesn't mean anything about your health or your future if you right now have this problem. So, what you have to understand here is that when you diet too extreme, too drastic, the natural consequence is that your brain produces those super intense cravings or urges. And if you follow them repeatedly, meaning your brain produces them or generates them, you act on them, and then it repeats. After some time, a habit forms. So that means that at some point, the brain or your brain will produce urges automatically. But that's it. It doesn't mean anything about you, your future, that you have to stay overweight now just because you have this problem or had this problem, that you have to stay like this. It just doesn't make sense. And habits are not fixed. You can break habits again. You can break any habit again. And you can break this habit of crazily overeating or having these cheat days. So no one has to live with this overeating problem forever. And I'm going to talk about in other videos how to break that overeating habit and how you should approach weight loss. But for this video, just remember, if you want to lose weight, if you have the desire to lose weight, you can't continue to try it to do it drastically. And the thing is, the faster you try to lose weight, the more your body will resist. And losing weight is not about the next diet you found online or see in a magazine or on social media. It's not about doing a 30-day juice cleanse. It's not about starting intermittent fasting. It's truly, truly about adopting healthy habits that will last a lifetime. So I lost 55 pounds. I got my overeating behavior under control. I lost 55 pounds without relapsing. And I can still sustain that weight loss till this day. I still weigh the same because I'm doing my healthy habits still. So that is super, super important. And if you want to learn more about those healthy habits, I go into them in detail in my Healthy Habits membership that you can join if you want or need more support. And have you ever asked yourself, like, how do people stay in great shape all year and they have the pizza on the weekend, they have some ice cream with their kids? And the reason is simple. They have healthy habits in place that they keep doing forever that allow them to have those things in moderation. And for me, now that I learned to resist my cravings or my urges, I can have everything now that I once could only overeat. I can have it in moderation. I can now follow the 80-20 rule, 80% super nutritious, wholesome foods, and around 20% less nutritious fun foods or treats, whatever you want to call them. And when you finally understand all of this, it makes so much sense because diets are promoted so heavily on social media, on TV, in magazines, not because they work. They are being promoted because they make so much money. It's the entire industry. It's a heavy billion-dollar industry that makes money from people who are trying to lose weight. And you are a profitable customer if you stay overweight. It's just simple as that. They can sell you weight loss programs. They can send you to a therapist. They can give you some weight loss medications. There's just a lot of money involved. And changing your lifestyle for the better with healthy lifelong habits that you do, that's not going to make the industry money. So stop falling for it. Focus on healthy habits that you can sustain for ever. And if you want me to teach you those habits in great detail, then join my Healthy Habits membership and I will also make some future videos about weight loss. I can't wait to see you in the next video. Bye.